Boeing 737 MAX 8, the newest version of his best-selling airliner, was supposed to boost the company's fortunes, but it's turned into Boeing's biggest headaches. You'll remember last weekend, a MAX 8 operated by Ethiopian Airlines crashed shortly after takeoff, killing everybody on board. Alex Macheras is an aviation industry analyst based in Spain. Hello, Alex.
Hello, Keith.
Now, the black box flight recorders, they've been recovered. They're transported. They're in France. Why France?
Well, ultimately, Ethiopians had a choice where to send the black box, and there was speculation that they were either going to send to Germany, France, to the UK in London, or perhaps to the US. Now, they have sent it to France because France do deal with a lot of air crash investigations. Of course, they have the BEA there, who are able to really extract data professionally. And it also ensures that there is no political interference, for example, that is often associated with African countries, specifically when it comes to investigating. So I think it's very responsible that Ethiopia have selected France in a bid to ensure that they get a very genuine, very thorough investigation and data extraction from the black box.
Now, Europe was probably one of the first blocks to ground the plane, to declare that this plane is not flying over European airspace.
Exactly. Europe were the first major bloc, and in fact, the first major group of countries to ban this aircraft. And the reason why this is really unusual and unprecedented is because we would never normally see the country authorities or trade blocs such as Europe authorities have to take it into their own hands to ban an aircraft. It would come from the manufacturer and from the FAA. But countries around the world, including EU member states, were not satisfied that they had seen evidence to prove that this aircraft is still safe and that it's in no way linked to the previous 737 MAX crash, which was just a few months ago, the Lion Air crash in Indonesia. Now, failing any real evidence and reassurance from Boeing in that immediate aftermath, it left countries around the world basically with jitters and lack of confidence in this aircraft type, which is operated all across the globe. And so while China were first, followed by other countries, Europe were the largest and first major group of countries to collectively ban the 737 MAX 8 and the larger variant, the Boeing 737 MAX 9.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's look at the actual individual airlines, because Norwegian Airlines said that it was looking at possibly pursuing reimbursement from Boeing for the lost business. And if other carriers follow suit, this could cost Boeing a lot.
Exactly. This could prove to be very costly for Boeing because this is really going to affect and hurt the financials and the bottom line of airlines such as Norwegian in Europe, who are trying to operate in a fiercely competitive market, and ultimately they are not the most financially sound carrier. So something like this could have real dangerous capacity for an airline just trying to operate in a very vastly crowded route network such as Europe.
Sure. Alex Macheras, thanks for joining us on Inside Europe.
Thank you.
That's Alex Macheras, aviation industry analyst based in Spain.